Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing for you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Palmolive Shave Cream. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing Gal in Galveston.
I got a gal, gal, gal in Galveston. Got a real true gal in Galveston. Oh, her hair is golden fun and much brighter than the Texas sun. I'm going back to my gal in Galveston. I'm going back to the purple stage and stay forevermore. Going back to the prairie and the one that I adore. I got a gal, gal, gal in Galveston. How I love that gal in Galveston. I keep thinking of the time when those happy wooden bells will chime for lucky me and my gal in Galveston. I'm going back to the purple stage and stay forevermore. Going back to the prairie and the one that I adore. I got a gal, gal, gal in Galveston. How I love that gal in Galveston. I keep thinking of the time when those happy wedding bells will chime for lucky me and baby make three. And my gal, gal, gal in Galveston.
Men, do you shave with a lather or brushless shave cream? Palmolive Shave Cream comes both ways, and whichever method you use, you'll find the new Palmolive Shave Cream way to shave means more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for three men out of every four.
Yes, three comfortable, actually smoother shaves, the Palmolive Shave Cream way.
It's a fact, men, not a promise. 2,548 men tried the new Palmolive way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards cut easier, 75% less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 80% smoother feeling skin.
And three out of every four got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves.
Just get Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, and do this. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse, then soap face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Work Palmolive Shave Cream upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave.
That's all. But remember, Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, offers proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for three men out of every four.
Well, Weaverville's leading and only newspaper, the Daily Bugle, is holding a contest this week entitled My Most Unusual Experience. And to the person sending in the most unusual will go a cash prize of $100. Now, the life of our young hero, Dennis Day, has been rather usual so far. He was born in an average home, his parents were average people, and his 11 years in elementary school were as uneventful as his 7 years of high school. But $100 is $100, so we find him now at the Anderson dining room table, a pad and pencil before him, and a blank stare in his brown eyes.
Well, what'll I write about, Mildred? You know the life I lead. It's just eat and sleep with a little breathing thrown in.
Well, let's see. How about what happened after my mother found your pet turtle in her cold cream?
Well, shouldn't it be an experience during which I was conscious?
Yes, maybe so. Well, surely something unusual must have happened to you while you were in the Navy. Can't you remember?
Oh, my gosh, of course. The war. Oh, boy, I've got it.
What?
It was on the USS Missouri. We were 2 days out of Guam looking for Jap submarines.
Yes, go on.
Cruising in a total blackout, everyone alerted.
Yes?
It was just an hour before dinner time when it happened. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in the gallery.
Well, what, Dennis? What happened?
I got the peeling off a potato all in one piece.
Oh, no.
Sure. I had a snapshot to prove it, but I lost it.
I'm afraid that won't do either, Dennis.
No? Oh, gosh, what am I going to do? There's $100 just waiting for me.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, children. What are you doing there, Dennis?
Oh, I'm trying to think of an unusual experience for the newspaper contest.
Oh, I've sent my entry in already. The story of my first meeting with Pupsy. We met at the zoo, you know. In front of the hippopotamus cage.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I'd been standing there for hours watching the hippopotamus feeding. And then, as I turned to go, I saw Pupsy for the first time. She looked mighty attractive to me.
Yeah, I can see why.
Well, our eyes met, and she said hello, and I said hello back to her. I've always been a pretty easy pickup.
Gee, it's an awfully romantic story.
Yes. Oh, we spent that whole day at the zoo together. Hand in hand, we strolled from cage to cage. And finally, as we stood looking in at the baboon, I asked her whether there was a man in her life.
Yeah? What did she say?
She said no, and I kissed her on the spot.
Gee, I'll bet the baboon flew into a jealous rage, huh?
No, he didn't seem to mind at all.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, good morning, Mother.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Anderson.
Hi, Fudge Pop.
Oh, I'm so excited. Wait till you hear what I've written for the contest. I just must win. See if you don't think so, too.
Really? Well, read it to us, Mother.
All right, listen. Last year, our Weaverville Summer Theater was looking for a beautiful young girl for the part of Juliet, and I happened to just walk in accidentally. Well, imagine my surprise when the
director... Mrs. Anderson, before you go any further, this experience is supposed to be unusual, not impossible. Ooh.
Dennis, if you know what's good for you, you'll keep your mouth shut.
Yes, ma'am.
To continue. The director asked me my age, which I frankly admitted was 33.
Mrs. Anderson.
Yes?
I just want to let you know I know what's good for me.
Dennis.
Dennis, maybe you better be getting down to work, huh? It's getting pretty late.
Yeah, maybe I better.
I would strongly advise it. Before we all have the very unusual experience of seeing three Irishmen meet.
Huh?
You and my O'Sullivan heels. Come along, Herbert.
Coming, butterfly ears.
Good morning, Mr. Jacoby.
Hello, honey boy.
Well, gosh. What's the matter? Is anything wrong, Mr. Jacoby? You seem kind of low.
Low, he says. Honey boy, compared to me, the plunging neckline goes sideways.
Well, what is it?
I'll tell you what is it. I'm owing $50 to our bookmaker.
Gee, when do you get time to do all that reading?
No, no, I lost the $50 on the races.
Mr. Jacoby, you?
Yeah, it's the first time a jackass ever bet on a horse. But when I heard the name of the animal, how could I resist? He was a grandson of Seabiscuit named Ocean Bagel.
I never knew you bet on horses.
I never bet a cent on one in my life before. But this time the jockey himself told me Ocean Bagel couldn't lose. He would positively waltz in.
Oh, gosh, what happened?
What happened? When one horse is waltzing and the rest are all jitterbugging, who gets there first?
I see what you mean.
Wait till my wife finds out about this tonight. Boy, will she hit the floor.
You mean hit the ceiling?
No, the floor. I have to hug the bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now you could do me a favor, honey boy.
Yeah?
Here's the $50. Deliver it to the bookie for me while I watch the shop. His name is Fader, and he's at the Windermere Hotel.
Yeah, sure. Mr. Fader, huh? In the Windermere Hotel.
Yeah, his room is 609. Wait, I'll write it down for you.
Oh, you don't have to write it down. I couldn't forget a simple number like that.
If not for my unfortunate experience yesterday, on this I would bet. Now hurry up, please.
Okay, I'll see you later, Mr. Jacoby. see. Mr. Jacoby sure must think I'm dumb not to be able to remember a simple number like room 906-609 in the... Gosh, what was the name of that hotel again? Wynn? It had something to do with Wynn. Oh, sure. Room 609 of the Hotel Congress.
All right, Peterson, I'm shooting the dollar.
Okay, Riley, you're faded.
And read 'em, boy, a 6 and a 5. Shoot the 2.
Okay, shoot the 2. Hey, where is everybody? You sure you told the boys down at the pool room the game was on today?
Yeah, I told everyone just as plain as day, 6:09 at the Congress Hotel. But it's early, yeah? Take it easy. There'll be a lot of... There we are. Come in.
Hello, is this room 609?
That's right. Come on in.
Thanks. Which one of you fellas is Fader?
He is. I'm shooting.
Oh. Glad to know you, Mr. Shooting.
Huh?
I got some money here for you.
Well, that ain't no attitude to take, kiddo. You might get hot.
Pardon?
I said that you might really heat up today.
Oh, I don't think so. I took my longies off last week.
Hey, what's he talking about?
Well, who cares? Come on, let's start the game, eh?
We're going to play games?
Well, next. Here, go ahead and shoot.
Gee, you fellas must play a lot. These marbles are worn flat.
Now, they're dice, kid. Dice. D-I-S-E. All right, let's start playing, eh?
Yeah. You want a roll, kid?
Oh, no, thanks. I just finished breakfast.
Hey, you know something, Harry? I think this guy is for real.
Yeah. Hey, kid, didn't you ever play this game before?
No, sir.
Oh, why, there's nothing to it, pal. We'll teach as we go along. Here's the dice. You just peel $10 off that wad you got and lay it on the floor.
Like this?
That's fine. Now, just roll the dice out.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I got a 6 and a 1. What do I do now?
Well, a 6 and a 1 is 7, so that means you put up $7 more.
Okay, there.
That's good. Now roll again.
Gee, another 7. I guess I'm just not lucky.
Yeah. It's too bad. Some days it goes like that. Well, it's my roll now, so I'll shoot another 10. Fade me, kiddo. Come on.
Pardon me?
I can't shoot till I'm faded.
Well, it shouldn't take too long. You're kind of green in spots already.
Just cover my $10 with 10 of your own, bud.
Oh, I see. Okay, there you go.
All right, good. All right, dice. Now, let's go.
Oh, gee, 7. Too bad.
No. Now, wait, kid. You see, this 7 is a 5 and a 2 when yours was a 6 and a 1.
I lose again, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ain't getting a break today at all. But here's the dice back. You try rolling them yourself again. Go on.
Okay, here's another $10.
Shoot. 7.
Yeah, 5 and a 2, just like yours. I won, huh?
Now, I'm sorry, kid. You see, the 5 has got to be on the dice that's nearest to you.
Oh.
Louie, ain't we got no pride?
Better than hitting them all the head, ain't it? All right, go ahead, kid. Put down the rest of your money.
All right, here's all I have left. Here goes.
Uh-huh.
10. That's nice for a change, huh, fellas?
Yeah. Now you roll again, you see. And if you get another 10 before you're 7, you win.
Okay. Gee, this is a fascinating game, all right.
Uh-huh.
Gee, what do you know? Another 10.
Yeah. So it is, yeah.
It's the same as my other 10, too. A 6 and a 4.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do I lose this time?
Give me a minute, will you? This ain't easy.
Maybe the 4 was on the wrong dice.
No, we used that.
Maybe I should have rolled left-handed, huh?
Roll left-handed, you say?
Yeah.
That's pretty weak.
Maybe I forgot to snap my fingers.
Now, look, kid, if you don't mind, I am perfectly capable of deciding why you lose, so just keep out of it, will you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, if you'd just be patient for... Wait a minute. Maybe I get it. Did you have both feet on the carpet when you rolled?
Sure.
That's it. The rules say 1 foot on wood. It's tough luck, kid.
Oh, I enjoyed it. After all, I expected you just to take the money from me.
Oh, no, not us, son. You see, Mr. Peterson and I, we are sportsmen.
Mr. Peterson?
Yeah?
I thought you said his name was Fader.
Oh, you mean Sam Fader, the bookie? He's downtown at the Hotel Windermere.
You mean I haven't delivered Mr. Jacoby's money to Mr. Fader?
I don't get you. Peterson's the name I told you, and this here is No-Nose Riley.
Yeah, I'm glad to know you, kid. What's your handle?
My handle? When Mr. Jacoby gets me, it'll be the back of my neck.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing Have a Little Sympathy.
Have a little sympathy. Won't you hurry home to me? Baby, 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 please come back. Put my little dream train back on the track. I haven't seen a sunny day since the day you went away. I cried for you would fill the deep blue sea. Have a little sympathy for me. Have a little sympathy. The tears I cried for you would fill the deep blue sea. Have a little sympathy for me. Have a little sympathy.
Well, our young hero's boss, Mr. Jacoby, lost $50 on a horse, and we can forgive a man a mistake like that. But when he sent Dennis over with the money to pay the bookie, that was a mistake we can't forgive. For our hero went to the wrong address, unsuspectingly walked into a crap game, and promptly lost the $50. Unable to face Mr. Jacoby with the horrible tidings, we find him telling his troubles to his girlfriend, Mildred.
Oh, no, Dennis, and they wouldn't give you back the money?
No, they claim they had cheated me fair and square.
Dennis, how could you have done such a thing?
Oh, I'm always doing things like this. Like the time your mother gave me the address of the church and told me to walk in the back door and ask for Parson Jenkins.
And you got the wrong address that time, too?
Yeah. Guess it was the first time a parson was ever paged in a lady's Turkish bath.
Oh, golly, but what are you going to do this time, Dennis? Poor Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, now, don't say that yet. It's only $50. Maybe I can raise it from your mother. Do you think she'd lend it to me? Poor Mr. Jacoby.
The only possible chance you have to raise money fast is a loan company.
Hey, yeah. There's an idea.
But of course, they don't give you money unless you have collateral.
Well, maybe I can fake it. What are the symptoms?
Collateral means property, Dennis, something of value. Or you have to own a business or have a father say who owns a business.
A father? Hey, wait a minute. Sam Jacoby owns a business.
What are you talking about?
Well, Mildred, I got Mr. Jacoby into this thing, and it's up to him to get me out of it.
What?
Mr. Jacoby has credit, and if I told a loan company I was his son, they'd advance me $50 in a minute.
Golly, maybe you're right. But do you think you can actually convince the loan company you're Mr. Jacoby's son?
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, could I? Well, I guess this is it, all right. The Dixieland Loan Company. Colonel E.M. Randall, manager. Here goes.
Yes, I'll be home about 7, Emmy Lou. Yeah, have a mint julep ready for me, honey. I've had a rough day. I swear these northerners, no courtesy, no manners, no more breeding than a swamp possum.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if an honest-to-goodness southern gentleman was to walk in here, I declare I'd give him anything he asked for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right, Emmy Lou. Goodbye, dear.
Oh, pardon me, sir. I didn't see you come in. How do you do, sir?
Well, shut my mouth. Hello, you all there.
What was that?
You'll have to pardon by me. It's a certain accent, buddy boy, master.
Oh, you're from the South?
I just got here in the Chattanooga Chuchery, and I'm powerful tired.
Just what part of the South are you all from, sir?
Why, way down Dorton in Alabama, sir. We had there a plantation.
You don't say.
Yeah.
A cotton plantation?
60% cotton, 40% wool.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, yowza. Cutest little place you ever done saw there, Colonel, sir. You all there? I can just see our little house now. Magnolia trees out front, chickens back in the yard there, pigs roaming... wrong house.
Now, this is most interesting. I must say I'd never have taken you for a Southerner, sir.
Oh, yeah. Every morning I'm sitting on my levee, eating my hominy grits with sour cream and my Southern fried canishas.
I see. Yeah. Well, now, just what can I do for you, Mr....
Sam Jacoby Jr. Maybe you know my old papa there. Sam Jacoby Sr. with the antique shop.
Sam Jacoby? Why, Sam's one of my oldest friends. I've known him for 25 years.
This is a fact.
Yes. And I wonder why he forgot to mention to me that he had a son.
Maybe Mammy forgot to mention it to him.
I don't think so. I think you're a fake, a phony.
Sir, are you calling me a Yankee?
I'm calling you worse than that. No, I take that back. There is no worse than that. But you will leave my office immediately, sir.
Wait, no. Well, Lanceman, give a listen. Smock a lock in the pen, you'll have on best.
Get out, I said.
That's final. Boy, there's me all. Okay, I'm going.
Dear Mr. Jacoby, I'm writing you this letter because I can't face you in person after you've been so nice to me. I didn't mean to lose your $50, but you see, I'm always getting addresses and numbers mixed up. I'll tell you everything exactly as it happened. When I took your $50 down to give it to Mr. Fader, I thought the hotel was the Congress. Of course, it was really the Windermere, and when I got down there, I...
Oh, Mildred, where are you?
Dennis, Oh, my golly, where did you get that gorgeous new suit?
Pretty snappy, huh? How do you like my spats?
Well, they're very nice, but shouldn't they be worn underneath the trousers?
Only when you're wearing shoes. The man said with sneakers, it doesn't really matter.
But, Dennis, I don't understand. Where on earth did all this finery come from?
Oh, this is nothing. Look.
Two tickets for the show tonight.
Sure, loges, too. Nothing too good for you, Mildred. And here.
Flowers?
Yep, nothing's too good for you, Mildred.
Oh, and that gorgeous bottle of Taboo.
Well, that's for myself. Nothing's too good for me, either.
Dennis, you've got to tell me. How did all this happen?
Well, it was very simple. You know that letter I wrote to Mr. Jacoby yesterday telling him just how I lost his $50?
Yes.
And you know the contest that the Bugle is running for my most unusual experience?
Oh, Dennis, you don't mean...
Sure. And when I mailed a letter to Mr. Jacoby, I got the address mixed up as usual and went to the paper instead. And I won first prize of $100 in the contest.
Dennis, no.
Sure. So I gave Mr. Jacoby back his $50, and I still had $50 left over to... Mildred. Mildred, you kissed me. Right on my bare forehead.
Here's wonderful news, ladies. Wonderful, wonderful news. Now there's something thrillingly new in Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather. Yes, something thrillingly new. Palmolive's famous beauty lather now brings you new fragrance, new charm, new allure.
Millions of women will prefer beauty lather Palmolive over all other leading toilet soaps the minute they try it. For Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather now has a new, clean, flower-fresh fragrance for new allure. New charms.
So ladies, forget all other beauty care and use Palmolive soap the way doctors advise for a lovelier complexion. Just stop improper cleansing and instead wash your face with Palmolive soap 3 times a day, massaging Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather onto your skin for 60 seconds each time to get its full beautifying effect. Then rinse.
That's all. All types of skin, young, older, oily, respond to it quickly. Don't wait another day to try Palmolive's Beauty Lather. You'll be thrilled by its new fragrance, new charm, new allure. Thrilled again by the fresher, brighter complexion doctors prove may soon be yours.
For new loveliness all over, use big, bath-sized Palmolive in tub or shower.
With the music of Charles Dant and the orchestra, here's Dennis to sing the new ballad, So Tired.
I'm so tired of waiting for you. So tired of longing for you. Tired of waiting, saving my love for you. Why don't you call me? Call me tonight, my dear. Tell me that your thoughts are all of me, sweetheart. All day long I wonder why we're far apart. So tired of dreaming of you. So tired of waiting for you. But though I'm tired, I'll wait forever.
Next week, tune into another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Only Luster Cream brings you Kate Dumit's Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a...
Dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream shampoo.
Today, all of us can be proud of the thousands of American Negroes who are working their way through college. To help make their education possible, the United Negro College Fund helps 31 accredited Negro colleges provide scholarship aid for deserving students, necessary additions to Negro college faculties, and much-needed equipment and supplies. Listen again next week for Colgate's Hour of Fun, Judy Canova, followed by Dennis Day. And for another great comedy program, hear Blondie next Wednesday evening over your favorite NBC station. This is Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.